الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والحمد لله all praise and thanks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala out of his infinite grace and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great ni'mat of iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah let us die with iman. And may Allah raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. The hadith we mentioned in the khutbah, this hadith, the hadith of Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu was from among the people of Medina. He was a Jewish rabbi. And the Jews, they really respected him a lot. And they had a very high recommendation of Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu. When Abdullah bin Salam saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time, then he said, when I saw the face of Nabi alayhi salam, then I recognized and I came to this conclusion that this is the face, this is not the face of a liar. This is not the face of an imposter. This is the face of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, this was the first advice that I heard from him. Afshus salam, let's make salam common. Atimu ta'am, feed the people. Wasilul arham, join family ties. And sallu bil layl wa nasu niyam, make salah at the time of tahajjud, at the hours of darkness, when everyone is fast asleep, that's the time for you to wake up and make tahajjud salah. So nevertheless, Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu, now when he accepted Islam, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, that I have a suggestion and I want to give this Islam to these Jews and I want them to also embrace this faith of Islam. Obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy because it was the worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that everyone can embrace Islam. So he tells Nabi, O Nabi of Allah, I will hide behind the curtain and I will call the Jews and address them and ask them what is the opinion of Abdullah bin Salam. They will give a very high recommendation about me. Then ask him the question, if Abdullah bin Salam accepts Islam, will you all accept Islam? So this might be a means of them accepting Islam. So nevertheless, Nabi Salam was very happy. So he called the Jews and Abdullah bin Salam was hiding behind the curtain and he asked them a question, what is your opinion of Abdullah bin Salam? So they replied, they gave a very good opinion, very high recommendation. He's the best amongst us, he comes from a very high lineage and he is very learned. So they give a lot of praises for Abdullah bin Salam. So then Nabi Salam asked him the question, if he embraces Islam and if he embraces the faith, will you all embrace Islam? So they replied, he will never embrace Islam. So then Abdullah bin Salam comes from behind and he proclaims the kalima. He says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately they changed. They said, he is the worst amongst us. He is the most ignorant amongst us. Then they began to insult him. But the point is, then Allah Ta'ala had not written for them, he died. But they refused to accept this message of Islam. So from here we learn few lessons. Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that there's few temperaments, we'll discuss that today inshallah. The one is you get a haywani mizaj, a temperament that is very resembles the temperament, the character of an animal. So this means we just follow your desires. Like how an animal, whatever it feels like doing, it does. So this is a hewani mizaj. Allah Ta'ala speaks of this nafs. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen the person who makes his nafs his god? And whatever his nafs tells him to do, he does. So he looks at haram, he eats haram. He's not concerned. And Allah speaks in the Quran, Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. As for the one who disobeys and he gives preference to the life of this world, then his abode will be Jahannam. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. As for the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, that he fears that he has to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has to answer to Allah ta'ala. There's a day coming that we're going to stand in front of Allah ta'ala and he has to answer. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he controls his nafs from following his desires. Then his end result is Jannah. So this is the first mizaj which we mentioned, haywani mizaj. You just follow your desires. The second mizaj is the shaitani mizaj, where you don't do good and you stop others from doing good. You don't do good yourself and you stop others from doing good. So this is called a shaitani mizaj. And the third mizaj is the mizaj, the temperament is called an imani mizaj. The mizaj of iman. So what is this imani mizaj? That's what we will discuss today. And may Allah give all of us this imani mizaj. Imani mizaj means what? That you do good and you always desire good for others. Ad-deen wa an-nasiha. Deen is to wish well for everybody. If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was one of his outstanding qualities. Even the people who hated him the most, and they were out there to kill him, his enemies, but his concern was what? That they must also get iman. They must also be saved from Jahannam. Abu Umar radiallahu anhu comes out with the intention of what? They ask the, who is there, who is so brave and courageous, who will stand up to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, billah. What the greatest of sin. One is who can assassinate a Nabi, but the greatest of all Anbiya. And Umar stands up for this task, for this mission, and he goes out with this intention to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The story is long, we're not going to discuss it, but in the end of it, Umar accepts Islam. And then Umar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Umar, last night I made dua, oh Allah, strengthen Islam with either Abu Jahl or Umar. So Umar had hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi al-Islam reciprocated with love and with worry and concern that Umar must also get hidayah. So this is called an imani mizaj, a temperament of iman, a temperament of where you're not selfless. You are selfless, you're not selfish. You're always worried about uplifting others, motivating others, building up others, rather than putting people down. So you see, once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was suffering with spasms of hunger, and he was waiting on the pathway, waiting for someone. Now, because it was so difficult, imagine days, no food. So he meets Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he makes salam to him with the intention of engaging in a conversation, so Abu Bakr might take him home to offer him a meal. But this was his way, he was really suffering. So he makes salam, and he just, Abu Bakr answers his salam, and he does not engage in a conversation, so his plan did not work out. Umar radiallahu comes past, and he makes salam to him, also with the same intention, now maybe I will engage in a conversation, ask him, and maybe he'll offer me a meal, but it did not work out. Rasulullah comes past, Nabi sees him, and he smiles at him. He smiles at him, and he tells, Abu, come, let's go. When they reached the house, there was a bowl of milk. So we see, Nabi Sassam is self, maybe we heard this incident before, but there's lessons that we're going to discuss from this incident. Nabi Sassam sees this bowl of milk, one bowl of milk, and now Nabi Sassam tells Abu Huraira, go and call the people of Sufa. At that time, there were approximately 70 of them. So, now the thoughts in the mind of Abu Huraira, I'm suffering here with hunger, this milk is not enough for one person, how are you all going to drink from this milk? But nevertheless, we hear from here, sahaba has this outstanding quality, sami'na wa ata'na. They heard and they obeyed. They never applied their intellect and their logic. So when he given the instruction, immediately he follows. In his heart he got some thoughts, now what's going to happen. Now he calls them, there were 70 of them come. So now he knew the next instruction is going to be for him to serve. So if he's going to serve this milk, he won't get nothing. So he's, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Huraira, serve. So he goes and he serves. He gives each person to drink. But this was the karamat, the barakat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each person drank. And now there were two left. Only Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Huraira. So then Nabi said, Abu Huraira, now you drink. So he said, not by his wife, Hazrat, now you drink. He never make any takalluf. He took and he drank. He drank to drink again. He drank. He drank till he's full. Then Rasulullah takes it and he drinks last. So the lesson that we learn from here is to be selfless. That Rasulullah was absolutely selfless. So this is called an imani mizaj. So what we can try and bring in us now, we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have to ask Allah, Allah, give me this imani mizaj. This means the temperament of iman, this temperament of Islam. That's very important to read the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, read the life of Rasulullah, the seerah of Nabi alayhi salam, and read the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, so we say identify with this culture, this imani culture. And we must be very happy that Allah gave us iman. And we have to make shukr for this iman, and we have to practice this real iman. So this was one story I mentioned to you, showing you this imani mizaj. How outstanding that here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is absolutely selfless. He gives everyone to drink and he drinks last. So you see there's few levels. Allah speaks to you, you read the verse of the Quran. Allah says, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba. So Allah Ta'ala speaks of, as far as justice is concerned, then this is also part of iman. Yes, we have to be absolutely fair in our judgment. We cannot be biased and prejudiced and favor anyone. So justice, just as Allah Ta'ala commands us that we should never ever commit zulm, is haram at all times. So justice is compulsory all the time. We have to be just in all our actions. We have to always be just. Then the second level, a little bit higher than justice, is ihsan. Where a person now will give preference. So the hadith says, when you person trades, then zin warjih. When you trade, then when you, whatever commodity you're selling, then weigh, but give little bit extra. Give little bit extra. So this is ihsan. But you did extra. And once there was a person trading in Madina Munawara, he was a jeweler. And now he was making amal in this hadith. So his sons came in the business, you know, so you get some, they think they are quite bright sparks now. So they're telling the father, you're not dealing with tomatoes and potatoes yet. We are dealing with gold yet. And you are telling us to give a little bit extra, every gram of gold, how much is the value? He said, I'm making amal on this hadith here. You can tell me what you want to tell me. Don't apply your logic here. This business is very prosperous and there's a lot of barakah in this business because I'm making amal on this hadith. So you are also just continue and don't question me. We make amal on the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Definitely Allah will give us barakah, Allah will keep us happy. So ihsan is the second level. And the third level is called ithar. Where you sacrifice your own desires and you give others preference over yourself. So this is the highest level. So Sahaba reached this level. Allah Ta'ala speaks of this level also in the Quran. Allah says, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَصًا. That they gave preference to others over themselves, even though poverty was their lot. So even they did not have. But when they did not have also, then they also gave. So this was the highest level. As we mentioned this, Nabi Muhammad also gives everybody, and he drinks last. So it's called this is what we have tried to achieve, this ithar. So adl is compulsory. You got no option in adl, being just. Then ihsan is a little bit higher. But what is desired, the level that we have to reach is ithar, where you give preference over others, even though poverty is your life. So you don't look at yourself, you give preference to your Muslim brother. And Allah Ta'ala praises this quality. يُؤْثِنُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah praises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they gave preference over others, even though they were in dire need. So no one even knew they were in need. But they made it seem that, so Allah must give us this quality. Now another incident I'll mention, we're talking in the topic is the mizaj of iman, the temperament of iman. How do we get this imani mizaj? Rasulullah ﷺ starts his mission very difficult. Many years he's going to the Hajj, there was a pagan pilgrimage that used to take place. So Rasulullah ﷺ used to go and invite the Arabs towards, and used the opportunity to invite them to Islam, but very difficult. No one is really accepting his message. He goes to Madina Munawara, the people of the Ansar, they accepted it. Not in the initial years, I think in the about the 10th year after the Munawara, they accepted. When they accepted the message, they asked Rasulullah SAW, then they came the next year, that was the 11th year or the 12th year when they came back. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, now we need to learn this deen. Give us someone to teach us this deen. So then Nabi SAW gave them Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. He gave them Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu to go and teach them Islam. So Asad bin Zurara was the person who took care of Musa bin Umair, and he was the one who was hosting him. And now the whole mission was to start and propagate Islam in Madina Munawara. So when Asad bin Sa'ad bin Mu'ad and Usaid bin Hudair, they were the two chiefs in Madina Munawara, they were not very happy with this idea. that Mus'ab, that Asad bin Zurara gave shelter, and he accommodated Mus'ab bin Umair, and now they're propagating Islam. So Sa'd bin Mu'adh and Usayd bin Hudayy, they discuss, they were the two chiefs, they said, let's go and we need to stop this. So they go, so Sa'd bin Mu'adh tells Usayd, go to Asad and tell him that he must tell Mus'ab to stop this machine of his. Because the poor people, they're going to just be influenced and they're going to leave the religion of their forefathers. So we do not want this to take place in our town. He must stop this whole propagator of Islam. So nevertheless, Usayd goes to Asad. When he goes, he's very rude and very abrupt. He insults him. So Asad was very, very calm, composed. He listened to him. He said, okay, I got a suggestion. Listen to this man. Listen to Mus'ab bin Umayr. Listen to his story. If you are happy with what he says, then accept it. If you're not happy, then you can stop him. So Usayd says, okay, fair. So then Mus'ab bin Umayr now recites Quran and he gives him the dawah to Islam. When he gives him the dawah to Islam, immediately Usayd accepts Islam. And he says, what must I do to embrace his faith? So he says, he has a bath, he embraces Islam. Now we're talking about the Imani Mizaj. After he embraced Islam, immediately that something happens in the heart, you see. And that concern to pass this message on. So a Muslim is one, the hadith says, لا يؤمن وحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can bring Iman until he loves for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. So just as we love good things for ourselves, we have to love that for our Muslim brother. And also we have to love, like we love, a Muslim loves to be early in the masjid. A person loves to read Quran. So we must identify with this culture, love to do good actions. So we should love this for others also. So nevertheless, now Usayd accepts Islam, embraces Islam. Immediately he goes and he tells Sa'd, come and listen to this man. So he gets to it. So Sa'd also complies, he listens, and he comes and he listens to the Dawat of Mus'ab bin Umayr, and he embraces Islam. Now listen to the story, very interesting. After he embraces Islam, he goes to his tribe, this Imani Mizaj. Immediately he can't keep this Iman for himself. It's not a selfish deen, it's not my deen, it's the deen for the world. So he goes, after he embraces Islam, he takes the message and he goes to his tribe. He was from the Banu Ashhal tribe. He goes to them and tells them, what is your opinion about me? He was the leader, so they gave a very high recommendation. He said, I will not speak to none of you. I will speak to none of you until you embrace Islam. All of them, the whole tribe, embraced Islam. The whole tribe, all of them became Muslims. So the point we are talking about is this Imani Mizaj. This Imani Mizaj is what? That you do good yourself and you make such an effort for everyone else to do good. So in whatever way you can do it, within your family, amongst your children, amongst your neighbors, wherever you can do this good, do it yourself and encourage other people to do good. When we're going to do this, what's going to happen? We're going to build a very good, strong Muslim community. Concerning about one another. Ad-deen wa an-nasiha, to wish well for everyone else. Otherwise, Allah protect us from a shaitani mizaj, where we don't do good ourselves, and we stop others from doing good. If you can't do it, and we stop, that's a complete opposite. That's called a shaitani mizaj. A shaitani temperament. So what we discussed today was this imani mizaj. Allah give us all this real imani mizaj. And let us look at the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the life of Rasulullah, analyze it, study it, and try and slowly, slowly we have to try and bring this into our life. Give us this imani mizaj, where we are means of good. The hadith says, Tuba liman ja'alahu Allah miftahan lil khair, mighlaqan lil shar. Allah says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving congratulations. Tuba, congratulations for who? Liman ja'alahu Allah miftahan lil khair. For that person, Allah makes him, he's a key of many doors of good being opened. He's a key of many people coming onto good. Miftahan lil khair, mighlaqan lil shar. And he is a means of all the doors of evil being closed. So this is what we have to be concerned. The beautiful dua of Rasulullah in terminate, Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. Waj'alna hudatan muhtadin. Ghayra dhalina wala muddin. Allahumma zayyinna. Allah, beautify us with the beauty of iman. Allah, beautify us with the beauty of iman. Waj'alna, and make us hudata muhtadin, guided, and a means of many millions of people being guided. Make this dua, what's it? Allah, make me a means of millions of people accepting this faith. Make the dua, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. If you make the dua sincerely, you might not see the fruits of it. But if you are sincere, Allah will accept it. And you do not by the means of the dua of yours alone, Allah may make you a means of millions of people embracing the faith of Islam. How happy Allah will get. How happy our beloved Rasulullah so will get with us. That my ummati got my concern, that worry that how can every person get this imam? How every person can get Islam, how every one person can be saved from the eternal fire of Jahannam. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.